This is 90.1 WABE. I'm Steve Goss, and each Friday morning we take a moment or two to highlight the upcoming weekend's concert offerings. Time again for Mara's Music Mix with Mara Davis. Greetings of the season, Mara. Good to see you.
Greetings. You're bringing so much joy and happiness with your holiday cheer, velvet voice.
I'm feeling quite festive.
Do you wear a velvet robe on Christmas morning?
Yes, I do. It's deep red with the white little furry things around the cuff.
That's such a visual. I want to be invited over for some Goss Family eggnog. Well, while we get ramped up for the holidays, it's a sold-out show at the Variety Playhouse tonight, but I had to mention it because not only are they one of my favorite bands, and incidentally their album is called All Your Favorite Bands, Dawes, headlining the Variety Playhouse tonight.
Yeah, these guys, there's two brothers in the band, Taylor and Griffin, and Griffin's a singing drummer. And I was thinking about that. How many singing drummers do you know?
Phil Collins.
Yeah, Don Henley.
Dave Grohl.
Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
You want to just go on with this all day long?
No, I think that's probably it.
Okay.
Just thought I'd drop that in there.
That's a good music fun fact, but they'll be playing live. They are so much fun to see in concert. I've seen them a bunch of times. They actually did an in-store appearance at Criminal Records a couple of months ago. That was fun. But just be on the lookout for a lot of craft beer drinking, plaid shirt wearing fans. That's typically what you see at a Dawes show. With what I open, I'm writing you this song. That's Dawes with His Golden Messenger opening tonight at the Variety Playhouse.
At the Earl, an interesting musician who is with the Dead Confederates is doing a concert with his band, The Hard Knocks. Talking about T. Hardy.
Yeah,
T. Hardy Morris.
Look at you. Are you like guys are pals? Or you're just like, you know, my old friend T. Hardy. This is a mix of like grunge and garage southern style. And he calls it grunge. It's his version of rock and roll. I think it's sort of a down and dirty kind of show from an emerging artist. And I think you'll enjoy this show.
Patterson Hood wrote the liner notes for the new CD. He's a big fan. So that to me is a great stamp of approval.
No doubt about it. If Patterson's raving about it, you know it's going to be great. So definitely check it out. It's T. Hardy Morris at the Earl tonight. I want to talk about a venue that I love, which is Spivey Hall. And if you've ever seen a show there, it is is such a gorgeous room. And I think it's one of the underdog venues in the city. And there's a big show that's happening on Saturday night, which is the Empire Brass. And they're a brass quintet. And they really are perfect for the holidays. And they're going to be highlighting some holiday music in this show.
This band's been around since 1972. Rolf Smedvig, who was the original trumpet player who founded the band, just died this past year. And the show at Spivey Hall, you're right, I mean, Spivey is a magnificent venue to hear concert music. They're doing a holiday show with an organist, too. Alan Morrison's going to be on the organ, so it's going to be really festive, if I can use that word again, at Spivey Hall.
Well, my favorite part is that they wanted to let you know on their website that they will have complimentary holiday cookies and beverages at intermission. And any venue that does that, I am a fan for life.
Reminds me of last week. They won't be throwing fried chicken, I guess, will they? No.
Here I'll go again. Where are the cookies from? Who made them? What are they? Well, we'll have to find out.
Well, let's go to the show.
Let's do it. That's Empire Brass on Saturday night at Spivey Hall.
You know, Mara, it's been about, well, I want to say 5 minutes since we mentioned a singer-songwriter from Nashville. I think we're due.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, how could we do one of these reports without mentioning Nashville or Asheville? A singer-songwriter that is so fantastic, Will Kimbrough, has such an incredible sound. And last year his album was called Sideshow Love. He's from Alabama, but what is interesting about Will Kimbrough is that he has a very unique sound. Every song kind of sounds different. So I think seeing him live has an unpredictability about it.
And he's written and produced stuff for lots of artists, including Emmylou Harris. He's written stuff for Jimmy Buffett. So he's well established in Nashville.
Jimmy Buffett, because when I think Nashville, I think Jimmy Buffett.
Well, I think Emmylou Harris, but Buffett has street cred no matter where he's from.
So, well, that's for some, absolutely. But Will will be a great person to see live. He is a true, true Americana artist, and I think he'll be fantastic. So that's very high on my list. That's Will Kimbrough at Smith's Old Bar on Saturday night.
Way up there is a prayer of gratitude, just to give my thanks for you, all the love you bring.
So this is an event that I really want to go to. I've been talking about Venkman's, which is the live music venue where they have incredible food and a great music lineup. Well, Smokey's Farmland Band is a terrific bluegrass band. They've been playing around town for a while. And they kind of got together it was 2004 they got together because they were just hanging out, playing bluegrass. I'll give a shout out to my friend Trey Gibbs, who's in the band. And it's always like, oh, well, it's Trey Gibbs doing again. He's putting together this band. Well, you've got to think about it. It's over 10 years later. So they're celebrating their bands at Venkman's.
They played the Chop and Stomp in Cabbage Town this year and last year as well. You know, they're an Atlanta band. I think a lot of people who've gone to festivals in town may have seen them already and not known who they are. But yeah, it's a great band.
It's fun. They give a great, great show. And I'm a big fan, so I'm a big supporter of them and the venue. So definitely go check it out. It's Smokey's Farmland Band at Venkman's on Saturday night.
I don't know if I'm worthy even to mention this man's name, because he is the legendary father of bluegrass. Dr. Ralph Stanley is going to be in town on Sunday evening.
The oldest living member of the Grand Ole Opry, which is pretty impressive. And you know, he fractured his pelvis this fall, but he is still going. Is that not incredible? That we talk about it all the time, especially with blues and bluegrass. These artists, they just keep on going until they can't move anymore. And you know, it's so funny, I hear people like saying about Ralph Stanley, oh, you know, I better go see him because, you know,
he's 88.
He's 88.
Well, you know what I think? I think the secret to long life is not avoiding alcohol, not avoiding tobacco. I think it's playing bluegrass or playing the blues. You live forever.
I better take some banjo lessons immediately.
Where's my mandolin?
You know what? I saw a bluegrass band on the guitar case. Somebody had this bumper sticker that said Dr. Ralph Stanley for president. And I fully endorse that.
Oh, yeah.
That's the legend, Ralph Stanley, at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night.
So on Monday night, we've got a couple of shows that need to be mentioned because involves, well, between Mara and myself, two of our favorite artists.
Well, yeah, Ed Roland, of course, playing at Eddie's Attic, and he's going to be doing a couple of nights. It's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And what I love about this is that he is really giving back to the community. Ed is such a, you know, obviously collective soul, and they have a new record, and they've been everywhere. But so one show is going to be for Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry. On Tuesday night, it'll be for the TJ Martell Foundation. And then the third night is going to benefit breast cancer because his sister-in-law was someone who has battled the disease.
Stage 4 breast cancer, yeah. So proceeds from that night will go toward breast cancer and helping her out.
So I think this is a great way to go see Ed and give back to the community at Eddie's.
This girl, you're all that I've been searching for.
That's Ed Roland for three nights, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, at Eddie's Attic.
Behind the keyboard, one of Mara's favorite singers. Try and contain your enthusiasm.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for Michael McDonald. To me, Michael McDonald never goes out of style. Can we all get a hell yeah on that? Does he ever go out of style? Cricket.
It depends on how you define style.
I'm
not one to comment on style, Steve, obviously.
I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
Keep forgetting they will never be the same again.
I love Michael McDonald. I think he is the essence of 70s and 80s rock. I mean, even when he gets together with Patti LaBelle, I mean, so many of these great songs. And what is more cozy than a warm Christmas sweater, maybe a little bit of brandy, and holiday hits with Michael McDonald. That, to me, sounds like the perfect night.
I like Michael McDonald. He's won 5 Grammy Awards, my gosh. You know.
There you go with your facts and charts. Michael McDonald.
And does he still have his beard?
He does.
Yeah, okay.
He really does. It's groomed nicely.
Right.
Steve.
I keep forgetting what he looks like.
Okay. That's Michael McDonald at Symphony Hall on Monday night.